Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
This is not Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is the Minnesota State Fair, where we're broadcasting live. Ooh, and it's the round table, Sean.
Yeah, you're in food heaven.
Let me tell you something about food heaven. Have you ever had a falafel?
No, what is this?
It's Mediterranean,
uh-huh.
Right? And it's made up of like balls of fried chopped up chickpeas that go in a piece of pita, folded pita bread, with a really good sauce. I can't pronounce the sauce, but it's great stuff, excellent. And you know they're hard to find. You don't find them. There's not a lot of falafels in Georgia.
Now, are you going to be flying by or into DFW by any chance?
No, not anywhere, not right now. Why? What do you got cooking over there? Should I?
Well, I was wondering if you'd bring one of those in case that I'd meet you at the airport.
Okay. Well, what they had, where I was going with that, is here at the Minnesota State Fair, which is unbelievably huge. I've never seen a fair like this before. It is, I guess, the second or third largest in the country.
Wow.
But they've got the largest concentration of fried foods on a stick. Brother, it's cool. Mm. And they had falafels on a stick. And I had that before we went on the air, these two little falafel things. It was great. And, you know, if you're watching your carbs, it wasn't in the pita bread. It was on the stick, unless you ate the stick. I'm sure a stick has carbs in it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the round table. This is where we have a lot of fun, and we let our hair down, and we talk about whatever we want to talk about here on the air. And part of what I want to talk about right now is with Lee Michaels. He's over here pointing at us. He's got a story. Lee Michaels is the operations manager here at the Patriot, at AM 1280, the Patriot. But before we get to him, get this. Because we're live at the fair, people are walking by, and they're listening through the speakers, and we're talking about guns and stuff like that, and that always draws a lot of attention. And one of the gentlemen that walked up in between the breaks and says, you know what? Your freedom depends on judges, because it's judges that are either going to make it or break it. They're either going to give it to you or take it away. Activist judges we're talking about. And the gentleman that walked by, his name is Dan Griffith, and he is running for appellate court judge here in Minnesota, a statewide race. And he mentioned those comments, and I said, stick around, man. Let's get you on and make your point. Dan Griffith, welcome to Armed American Radio. Thanks for walking by and hearing it and bringing us your wisdom. How are you today?
I am great, and thank you for letting me come on. I was just on my way out of the fair because the exit is right over there.
Right.
And I was listening to the program, and I thought, well, you know, that's interesting. But here's the key. There's only one branch of government that really tells us what the Constitution means, and that's the judicial branch. And if we really want to preserve our Second Amendment rights, we better be aware of who those people are.
Well, we're talking about Elena Kagan was just confirmed. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And because of that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the NRA has withdrawn their support for Harry Reid. Did you know that?
Really? I did hear that.
Yes, the NRA has withdrawn their support for Harry Reid because of his confirmation of Elena Kagan. Very important. And, of course, before that, we had Sotomayor. And both of these judges, Dan, lied. Let's call it like it is. They lied. Now, you got Roger Clemens going in lying about steroids facing 30 years. You have two Supreme Court justices, potential Supreme Court justices, nominees, lying about their position on gun control. And how do you know that's a lie? Look at who she aligned herself with in the McDonald case. And
yes.
Then go back and look at her testimony. She
That's
lied.
Right.
Sotomayor is a liar. Are they gonna go after her?
No.
No. Okay. Well, that's fodder for another show. What's important? What do we need to know with the couple seconds we have with
you? Well, here's what it is for me. You know, I've been an attorney here in Minnesota practicing for over 16 years. I was in the military prior to that. And I'm a former prosecutor, so I was very interested in what he was saying there. And I thought, you know, you were exactly right. About whether or not a case is going to be prosecuted, they're going to look very closely at who the shooter is. And, you know, if it's somebody like the 80-year-old Korean veteran, he's probably going to be okay because most people can, it's so common sense they can't miss it. But there are a lot of us that are not going to fall into that category, but maybe the need is just as necessary.
Right.
You know, here I walk around with one of these books that you would think anybody running for judge should have, and it's called The Constitution. It's not a very thick pamphlet, but it makes it clear a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Doesn't say the right even of the military, even though I'm a former serviceman. It says the right of the people. That's what we need to be following, and we need judges who remember that they are under the Constitution, not over it.
You better believe it. Thank you very much for stopping by. Great words of wisdom, and I'm glad you were listening and could give us that insight. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
In your run for appellate judge. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
You got it. And, you know, that's a guy running for appellate judge walking by hearing talk about guns, and how important is that? I'm now joined again with Larry Yatch and Ann Yatch from Sealed Mindset, and we're going to stay with you guys for the roundtable. Sean, is George the Mad Ogre on? Sean? Ah, he's telling me to hold on for a second. That means other phone calls are ringing. Lee Michaels, we want to get Lee on.
Yeah, I'm
also
here.
All right, good. Lee's already on. Lee, you had a really bad experience. Let's introduce you first. You're the operations manager here at AM 1280 The Patriot.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
What happened to you, my friend?
Well, first of all, thank you and welcome to Minnesota. And
thank you very much
for bringing the national show here, Mark. I've been a big fan of the show for many years here at The Patriot, for many months now, or I don't know how long you've been on the air here.
Thank you very much. A pleasure and an honor, I assure you.
Well, first of all, my story goes back a couple of years. I was robbed at gunpoint, carjacked. All in one night. Started, I was coming home from hockey on a November evening. It was kind of chilly out. You talk about earlier in the show, the situational awareness. I'm always aware of my situation. When I was a townhome I lived in a suburb here, came home, it was late, coming up on midnight. I pulled into the parking lot and saw a guy on a bike riding by. I know that because I almost hit him. And I kind of stopped, I saw him, I knew what he was wearing, and I waited for a moment, continued to watch him ride out of the parking lot. Thought, okay, it's safe for me now. I drove into my garage, closed the garage door like I always did, hang out for a couple of minutes. I always left my car running while the garage door was closing, just in case I had to get away. I would sacrifice the car in the garage door if I had to. Closed the garage door, put my stuff away, finished my water. I think I was listening to The Patriot and the final segments of the Dennis Miller program, and then came out of the garage. And as I walked out of the garage, looking at my townhome, here comes the guy who was on the bike walking this time. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. The guy's walking now. And he asked me for some money. I was a little taller than him. I took a step toward him and said, no, man, I'm sorry. I just came from a hockey game. I got nothing for you. Wish I did. And right then, another guy walks around the corner, this time drawn down on me. So the first guy was a setup man. The guy without the gun moved around behind me because he did not have a mask. The guy coming at me with the gun, drawn down on me, black hoodie, had the skull cap over his face. And asked me for money. I gave him a $20 bill, was all I had on me. Asked me for my cash card. I just got my new cash card. I thought, what's the guy think? I'm going to give him the real PIN? I don't know. Handed it to him, and then it handed it back to me. And then he said, you got to give me more than that. He said, I'm done with this. Get on your knees. I'm gonna do him right now. I'm just going to F and do you right now. This is ridiculous. And he hit me with a gun a couple times, pushing the gun in the back of my head. Right then, I thought, my wife's going to find me in a couple hours lying face down on the sidewalk out here. Right then, though, I just had this sensation kind of head to toe going, you know what, it's going to be okay. You just need to get out of this situation. And right then, my whole mindset kind of changed to, okay, I think I'm going to be okay. Now I just got to get out of this. So I'm looking at the guy. I didn't want to look in his face too much, checking out his boots, his clothing, what he's wearing. And because he kept telling me, you're going to take me to your bank. So now he gets me up, marches me into the garage with a gun pointed right at the base of my neck. I get into the driver's seat of the car. His accomplice, who did not have the gun, tries to get in the back seat behind me where my daughter's car seat was. He couldn't get in because the car seat's in the way, so we had to climb over it and into the passenger seat behind me, in the passenger seat in the back seat. The man with a gun continued. The whole time he was talking to me, I wasn't really listening to him. I was trying to dial 911 into my pocket, but I just got gas and had a receipt in there. And because of that, I couldn't dial the phone because I didn't want the guy to see me or hear crinkling. So I'm thinking, okay, in my garage, it's a one-car garage. I had to park to the passenger side really tight. So I knew he couldn't get in the car on the passenger side. That's exactly what he tried to do. He walked around the car and he smacked me in the head with the barrel of a gun one more time for good measures. And then as he walked around the car, as soon as he opened the car door and it hit the wall, I started the vehicle. And then when he turned, he had to turn his back to try to slide in. You know, you sit in backside first. Well, the gun was in his right hand. So now the gun was against the wall between him and me. I put the car in gear, stepped on the gas, and went rocketing out of the garage as all 300 horsepowers kicked in. I knocked the guy down, but I was kind of ducking down. So the guy in the backseat now is unpeeling out of the garage. He's kicking the back window because the door's locked. And as I get to the end of the parking lot, I look up and I see the guy in the garage just now starting to stagger to his feet. I take off. The guy in the back seat now starts to swing at me, breaks my windshield washer and tries to grab the steering wheel. And eventually he knocked the car into neutral, grabbed the steering wheel, pulled me off the side of the road. I jumped out, called 911. Cops came, K-9 units, tracked the guy to a house a couple blocks away, and they never caught the guy with the gun. He wouldn't roll on his buddy, but the guy without the gun ended up spending 54 months in the state penitentiary.
And he wouldn't roll on his buddy.
Wouldn't roll on his buddy.
Okay, that story is, we're going to pick that apart with Ann and Larry right after the break. Very similar to one that I wrote about in my book, and we'll talk about it in detail. That's unbelievable, folks. That's what can happen, even when you're paying attention. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back to pick that one apart.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
As an armed American, you've already taken steps to protect yourself and your loved ones from the possibility of being a victim of violent crime. To do the job effectively in a time of crisis takes real knowledge, real skills, and real confidence. Coming next week, Armed American Radio's newest sponsor, Sealed Mindset, is all about world-class personal security-based defensive firearms training. Join Mark next Sunday to hear about how you can develop a sealed mindset.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA,
the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing. Filling your prescription for freedom all across the country. And, Sean, we have a new station tonight.
Yes.
KWTOAM in Springfield. That's in Springfield, Missouri.
Hello, Springfield.
And I'm telling you what, hello, Springfield. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. And you're getting your dose of freedom and a fun night. It's a fun one today, too. At the Minnesota State Fair. We're having a good time, and there's a lot of fried food here.
You're killing me with the food.
I know I am, and I know it does. Listen, hey, George is on here, right?
Yes.
George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome to the Roundtable, brother. It's always fun to have you here.
It's a pleasure and a privilege.
Now, there you are.
That is a horrifying story that we just heard.
It
but
is.
But there was one key phrase he said. He said, "I knew I was going to be okay." And that kind of goes with the sealed mindset. He had the mindset. He knew. He decided he's going to get through this. And that was why he lived.
George, you're good. And see, Ann's
Thank
laughing.
Thank you, George.
See? And your voice is booming out over the speakers here at the fairgrounds. It's getting
is this
late. Things are winding.
Say that I'm a fan of the Green Bay Packers.
We might have to cut him off.
Yeah, okay. Lee's in there. He's the operations manager, and he says we might have to cut you off. Let's go back to the story that we heard from Lee, telling that it very similar to the story I told about Stephen Murphy in my book, who was carjacked. Happened to be my cousin, that story. And a very, very similar start to that story, too, that he was driving through his neighborhood, and he saw a couple, walking through the neighborhood. He didn't think anything of it. Within minutes, he had a .45 stuffed in his face. Very similar to Lee's story, and he was there at his residence, where you tend to feel the safest, right, Larry?
Oh, definitely.
Isn't that where we feel? I mean, we let our guard down at home, I think, more than we do anywhere else. Is that true?
Any time that you're familiar with the location, you know, that's going to be a time you let down your guard, going back to those condition levels. And, you know, the story that we heard, I think, two major points that I would bring up. One of them is the mindset, the decision not to be a victim, which Ann can cover. Definitely the key to that story is that, not being a victim.
Let's talk about that, because that goes, again, we're right back to the preparation, avoidance, awareness, setting your mind up to think what can happen in advance.
And the thing that really mattered for me was that, you know, everybody thinks in the moment, you know, maybe I'll be able to think of what to do, but for me the key was really visualizing scenarios ahead of time and thinking through things so that my reaction time would be that much faster if it ever were to occur. And that's really what I think, you know, we can take from this experience, is if you visualize and you have plans of actions that you run through either with your family or by yourself, it just increases that reaction time.
There's two things. The most vulnerable you're at, this doesn't matter, the concept is transition areas. So anytime you're transitioning from one place to another, be it from the mall to your car, from your car to your home, even in your car from one place to another, you're more at risk to getting into a bad scenario.
All right, you know, that's a good point. You call that transitioning. Coming out of a grocery store, we see this a lot. Woman's got a baby in the front. She's got a baby in her arm. She's pushing a grocery cart. Her purse is around her shoulder, over her shoulder. She's transitioning when she's leaving the cart and strapping one of the kids into a car seat, right? Is that you're referring to that as a transition?
Definitely.
Very vulnerable at that point, and that would be when that attack would occur.
Exactly.
Not maybe while she's walking across the parking lot, right, Ann, but when, because the thief is watching her. Criminals pay attention to you, folks.
They do.
They're looking at you. They're sizing you up. They're determining your weakness because they're cowards. They pick weaker victims, which is why we advocate the right to carry a gun, because it does what?
Well, guns have two things. They equalize the situation. A weapon enables someone that doesn't have the physical capability to defend themselves. Being able to use the weapon as a tool to put you on an equal plane with any number of assailants is one of the biggest things. What was the quote that God made men and Samuel Pope made them equal?
Right.
And
it's true.
It's very much the case. And if you're a woman or, you know, really anyone, as we saw in this scenario, it's never an equal playing field. Criminals are predators, and they're going to, the mindset that they live in is that of a predator, and they're never going to set themselves up for failure. That's why, you know, the story we just heard, there's two of them. They hit them in what we refer to as an L-shaped ambush, one in the front, one 90 degrees off. That scenario set up.
Wait, hold on. You mean there's a method to this madness?
Where we live in a world that's happy and safe and fun. We have law enforcement, military to keep us safe.
Right.
Criminals don't. They live in a bad place where a lot of bad things happen. They grow up in that environment, which gives them a completely different mindset.
And, you know, it's very difficult for people like me and people like you, Anne, and people that are standing out in front of us right here to think like a criminal. It's very difficult to think bad. It's difficult to think, how could I beat him over the head, knock him out, and get his wallet as quick as possible without him noticing?
It's not difficult. It's not part of what we do every day, so it's different. It's just as easy to plan a party as it is to plan a safe for your safety. You know, we have the ability to do it. It's not difficult. It's just not something we practice.
I guess
every
it's
day.
That old George will like this. It's that old. Can't we all just get along? Everybody wants to like everybody. It's this emotional liberalism, emotional thing. Okay. Well, guess what, folks? 12 inches equals a foot, and you can't change that. You might want to wish it away and maybe make it 6 inches as a foot, but it's not the case. You have to deal with facts. Lee had to deal with facts and found himself. Lee, you changed. We go to mindset here, right? Follow me on this one. He got the mindset. He set his mind. I have to get out of this. I have to survive this. And he took action. Isn't that what you teach?
Oh, definitely. Not only that, there's a process in which we go through to make a decision. And that process, like you said, 12 inches is a foot. Every time you make a decision, you have to go through the same process. And it's referred to as the OODA loop. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. A Korean War veteran, a fighter pilot, came up with this process to explain how decisions were made and how to quicken that so that we could win dogfights. OODA stands for observe, orient, decide, act. So first, in a scenario where we're fighting, fist fighting, if you throw a punch at me, I first have to observe that your fist is coming to my head. Then I have to orient what that means. Are you trying to hit me? Is it your hand going to, in relation to where my face is? Then I have to decide what to do. Am I going to faint? Am I going to block it? And only then can you act. The only way to shorten that process is to take the two middle steps out. So if you then have a plan of action correlating to a specific scenario. So if two men meet me in a parking lot, if I've already decided what to do at that point, you take out the two middle steps and you can go straight from observe to act. And that's the only way to quicken that process.
That's where Lee found himself. He was already through the second and third, wasn't he? And he had now he had to go in and take that final step to make to make something happen. So although because a lot of this we do without thinking. We do it every day. We just don't put it together in context.
And that's where training comes in, so that you can come up with those plans of action.
Now it becomes an exercise for your brain, which is why daydreaming is a good thing on Armed American Radio, because you can go through these things. Lee is in there shaking his head.
Yeah, I had done that scenario similar a few times in my head. Even in that situational awareness I had, I still found myself in that situation.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back to talk about some more fun stuff with George the Mad Ogre Hill right after these messages. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I like that. I like that every time I hear that, Lee. Isn't that cool? You got to love Mike Gallagher. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, folks. You know, first off, our sponsor for tonight in Minnesota here at the fair, ProCarry USA. Check them out, ProCarryUSA.com. And if you're interested, if you're in Minnesota and you want to get the permit, they can help you out. If you're interested in getting a Minnesota out-of-state Minnesota permit, non-resident permit, they offer it. By all means, check out ProCarry USA. And we've had a lot of fun up here in Minnesota with those guys. I'm joined by with Larry Yetch, his wife Ann. We heard a terrible story from Lee Michaels about an armed robbery against him. Lee, how long ago was that?
This would have been in 2005, I believe.
2005? Okay, still fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the reasons I remember the story so well is law enforcement had me tell the story over and over and over, and they responded incredible. They ended up catching the guy who was in the backseat of my car. There was actually a little standoff, and it ended up their buddies threw the guy out of the house.
Right.
He never, like I said, never rolled on the guy with a gun, so he got away with the $20. But he served 54 months. I think he got out with good behavior about a year early.
All right, well, think about this, folks. This is the way the criminal mind thinks, okay? He's protecting a criminal with a gun while taking the heat and the fall for 54 months of his life behind the bars in the slammer. Think about it. That's the way these people think. They don't care. Do you think they care about you and hurting you? How many times did you get whipped with that thing?
I probably got pistol whipped at least 3 times that I remember.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, thank God you're okay. And now you're back and you're able to tell the story. And other people can learn from it.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to write your story.
I'll be happy to give you the full version.
Oh, yeah. We're going to give you the full version. Not the radio version, the full version. And George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, my friend.
You know, when you hear situations like this, you just wonder, what would you do? And what would you do if your daughter was in the car? I mean, it's just horrifying.
It's happening right now somewhere as we speak. It's happening to somebody because there are bad people who do bad things. And I have to remind you, folks, I know nobody likes to hear this, but bad things happen to good people, don't they?
They do every day. And I mean, the senator from Tennessee, his daughter was carjacked. She was at a red light. Same type of thing happened because she's been socially conditioned to open the door. When somebody tells her to open the door, she opened the door for this guy. Some things we have to think about when we're stopped at red lights, no matter who we are, is, you know, if you're stopped at a red light and there's nobody in front of you and nobody behind you, you can take off. There are other avenues of escape. That's something that Larry has drilled into me, that anytime I'm in a car, car's a safe place. Keep the doors locked. Figure out where you're going to go. Where are your escape routes? Where could you find a resource for
help?
And
see, I have to let you know that, you know, you don't have to walk around life paranoid
all
day long.
No, not at all.
What you need to be is responsive. You need to be awake, ladies and gentlemen. You just need to be thinking. Lee, you want to chime in?
A similar story almost. Last night, I'm leaving the State Fair. My daughter was out here with me. We're on our way home. We get to a stop sign, and there was a car, a cab. It was actually a cab that was stopped there. You know, sat there and waited, and he had the right of way. I waited. He didn't go, so finally I started to go. As I turned past him, he was waving his arm out the window and trying to get me to stop. And I had my daughter with me, and I just kind of looked to assess the situation and then kept going. And my daughter said, well, why didn't you stop to see what he wanted? And I said, well, honey, these are situations where you're in the car with me. It's late at night. It's not a well-lit intersection. You know, I can call if I want. And I explained to her how this is a situation where you can use your cell phone to call somebody else for help and not put yourself in a situation where you could find yourself in trouble.
That's great advice all the way around. Larry.
One of the keys is understanding capabilities and limitations. Capabilities and limitations of the criminals, as well as your own capabilities and limitations. Like Andrew just said, in that scenario, he was limited in his ability to do anything because he had the safety of his daughter forefront in his mind, which is the most important thing. It was dark. The availability of help wasn't nearby. So he was limited in what he could do. Therefore, his capability to help someone, regardless of if they were a criminal or a good person, was severely limited.
Right.
Same thing with the criminals. You know, the guy in the cab, if he was a criminal, had the capability to be able to cause grave harm to him or his daughter because he had the car. He obviously had set up the scenario beforehand if that was what was going to happen. Once again, any measurement of capability limitations is critical to go through to both know what you can and can't do as well as what the criminals can and can't.
Yeah, and you want to jump in here, too.
That's the thing that he has talked to me about so many times. And for me, it's given me confidence knowing that in certain scenarios, I can think like the predator would, so I know what to avoid. And I also can think like myself. It's having those two different mindsets that you can compare that really does change the way you view the world.
Well, one of the things that you can do that I think, and I hopefully you'll agree with me on this, but it's the way you carry yourself when you're out, Lee, right? You know, Lee's at home. When this happens, he's in his garage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's not worried about carrying himself in public at home. He can carry himself any way he wants at home, unless the government gets their way here in the near future. They might tell us what to do there, too. But the fact of the matter is that when you're out in public, it is the way you carry yourself. I remember when I was a kid, you used to go to New York City a lot. And my dad would say, don't look like a tourist. What's a tourist look like? Well, that's easy. Don't walk around the city. And I, you know, I'm old. I'm 48. That was back when Mayor Koch was running New York, okay? And the streets weren't as clean as they are today. All right, 42nd Street was really bad. And it's right there at Times Square. But that meant don't walk around with your camera looking up at all the tall buildings. It meant don't look like a tourist because you become what in the eyes of a predator? You become
a victim.
A victim. You become prey. And the way that you carry yourself as a woman makes a huge amount of difference. Makes a huge amount of difference.
Very true.
Because it's easy for a woman to look like a victim because they're seen as weaker by predators. Look at this like in the animal kingdom, because that's what this is when you're dealing with a criminal. Criminals are animals. They're acting just like lions do when they're out hunting for food at night.
Now, one thing you got to remember, though, Mark, about the animal kingdom.
This is going to be good, I can tell.
Is that it's the females that are the most ferocious when corrupted, when they're confronted by a predator.
And it is the female, bear. It is the lioness that does the hunting, too.
The lioness does the killing. It's the mother bear that does the protecting of her cubs.
But you know what? See, what happens here is they look for, the whole point that we're getting at is they look for the weakest, they look for the sick, they look for the youngest, and they look for the oldest. And that's what predators do. Now, in this case, with Lee, that wouldn't really fit the bill, but these guys were at your house.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a different type of beast that we're talking about. Well, we're talking about a hot home invasion or a hot burglary here.
Interesting.
Very dangerous.
The officers, too, had mentioned that a few weeks before, there had been a similar scenario, but they had gone after a woman. And the officer said, he said, the tragic thing about all this is they would probably in the future not go after guys, but would then again go after women, like you were saying, looking for a weak link.
Well, you know, that's what makes a hot burglary, folks, and by that I mean a home invasion while the residents are home, or the home is occupied, or while the automobile is occupied, like in your case, so very dangerous. And you hear all the time, Lee, never, ever, ever get in a vehicle. Never go with your attacker. Do everything, because the odds are not in your favor if you depart. And that's just, those are just crime statistics. And we really can't argue with that. What do you want to jump in on that?
Well, we've been talking a lot about posture, and people say that don't look like a victim, have a aggressive posture. But where does that come from? You know, it goes a step deeper than just choose to do that. And the example that I like to use is we're from San Diego originally, and the Marine Corps recruit depot is right there. And I have to say, the meanest looking thing in the world is a 18-year-old fresh out of Marine boot camp, because know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're the baddest person around.
Full of vinegar, baby.
You can see that from across the street, right, regardless if they're 130 pounds of skinny white kid. Now, that posturing comes from being empowered with what you know. It doesn't come from a look. It comes from inside. And you can only do that through confidence, which you get through good training,
right,
which you get through understanding what to do if the situation arises.
Knowledge. Knowledge is power, folks. We'll talk about it more when we come back. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
We're back, talking about how you can keep yourself safe from predators, scumbags, dirtbags of all walks, because they're out there, folks. They're out there, and they don't like you. They want to prey on you. They want to kill you. They want to take your $5 and put you in the hospital. That's what they do for a living. That's what they study. Right?
Very true.
Yeah, it's what they do.
It's a lifestyle, and it's completely different than what we're used to.
It is. It flies in the face of what we as law-abiding people, it's like I said, it's hard to think. You know, it fascinates me. I have thought about it before. What makes somebody tick? I mean, you know, even criminals have moms. You know, criminals have kids. It's a psychopathic, sociopathic mindset that they detach themselves from morality and ethics, and they don't care about it. And, well, you know, that's why we do what we do. It's why we talk about what we talk about every week. And it's why you have your class and can make a living teaching people how not to be a victim. And, you know, I guess it boils down to no matter how much you've trained, no matter how much money you've spent on equipment, you could have the coolest stuff in the world and trained and spent a ton of money, but you have to be awake. That's the number one key, right?
And willing to act.
And willing to act. I think most people like me, I mean, I've made the decision. I've pulled my handgun on another human being. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. Okay, I don't know what kind of mess that would have been, but I knew I was within my rights, and it happened very quickly, and I would not hesitate to do it again. However, I had made the decision in my mind not to be a victim.
That's the thing I tell women every time I meet with them. I say, before you leave today, make a choice, because that choice is going to keep you away from that type of danger. Just the choice is going to change your life.
Mama bear and her cubs.
Mm-hmm.
What changes about a woman when she has kids and her mindset as it comes to her self-defense? Changes everything, doesn't
changes
it?
Changes everything. You'll do anything in your power to protect your children. You'll throw your body in front of a bus.
Right. And that's instinctive.
Yes.
A lot of women without kids don't think that way now, and they need to.
Mm-hmm. Because you're just as important. And that's the thing that women have to think to themselves. You have to think every day when you wake up, I am of value. What I do is important. Who I am is important. I deserve to live a good life, and I deserve to survive.
Exactly right. George, this is good stuff. Are you there, George?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay. This is good stuff. This is powerful stuff. People need to hear this message. They need to have it drilled into their heads week after week after week, because people forget it. And it's the people who forget it that become victims.
Yep. And it's life-changing, you know, for a man, too, when he's in the hospital and looking at his newborn baby and looking at his bride. And, you know, that's a life-changing moment for any real man. And he's going to do everything he can to protect. And that means buying a firearm for the house, learning how to use it, and letting the wife learn, too, getting her a gun, letting her pick one out for her, and getting training for her, too. Because to fight the predators, you got to become sheepdog. And that's something that we've got out here. We've got people that have livestock out there, and they've got sheepdogs to protect them. And, you know, we're kind of the same thing for the family.
All right, you know, that's a great point. This is something that I've been wanting to ask Larry here since the first hour when he was on. And that is, the body and the mind go through physiological responses. The adrenaline dump is huge. I've experienced it firsthand. The headache afterwards was mind-numbing. Okay? You're a Navy SEAL. You train. How do you overcome the body's physiological responses? There are ways to overcome that. I know there are. You can't do what you do if you're sitting there shaking with fear. You have to get over this. I mean, something as simple as fighting an urge to cough, so somebody that you're wanting to take out, or you don't want somebody to know you were there. Okay, do you learn those? Are these techniques that you can impart on people?
I got two points of insight and one technique. The first insight is that because all our bodies react the same physiologically. Just because I'm a SEAL doesn't mean that I don't feel fear, doesn't mean that I don't have adrenaline dump, it doesn't mean that my hands don't shake. The second point is, the way that you make that better is the same that, you know, we all know adrenaline dump happens, tunnel vision, auditory exclusion, handshake, small muscle movements impaired, ability to make decisions. If you think of pilots go into an emergency scenario, they get an adrenaline dump. What do they need? They need to be able to see, hear, make decisions, make plans, find motor skills. Why can they do that? Because they train over and over again. They run through those scenarios over and over again. So you still get the same adrenaline dump. You still get the same physiological reaction, but you can overcome it that much quicker.
Okay, does it increase your threshold with this type of training that we're talking about? In other words, can you train yourself out of fear at a certain level, if I'm making any sense? Do you follow what I'm saying?
I follow what you're saying.
That used to scare me, but I've trained for it. Now my body does not react the same because I've thought about it.
Our bodies are all about adaptation. Kind of odd story, but a SEAL story. Overseas in a war zone, there's explosions, helicopters, generator noise, gunfire. That becomes normal. You get home, and most people would say there's no way that you can train to have gunfire and explosions be normal. When I got home, when there was silence in the battle zone, silence is one of the worst things, because that means that something's not right. I couldn't sleep. And I found a noise-making machine that let me load my own tracks, and I found a track with explosions and gunfire, and I put that on lowly, and it was how I was able to fall asleep.
Now, you're starting to grin here. The listeners can't see that. I can see that, because that's a cool story.
Yeah. So,
but it does. It's what we're talking about here, in a sense. Now, these are questions that I've not thought about before. They're just coming to mind as we're sitting here talking about it. But it would seem to me to make sense that you could figure out a way, or train for something so hard, day in and day out, that it would actually eliminate, not necessarily the fear that you feel, but at what threshold and level that fear becomes visible to you, that the physiological response begins to take over.
It's also the ability to, the key is that I'm not fearless. It's the key that I can work through the fear better than most people. And that comes from repetitive exercise. The one skill or procedure that I'll leave the listeners with that really does help in these critical incidents is breathing. And just simple breathing techniques, being able to, a simple one that I use is three deep breaths, hold the third breath, and then three deep breaths, hold the deep breath. Being able to do that will lower the physiological effects of stress. Best way to practice this is watch a scary movie, and when you start to get those feelings of fear, work through that breathing exercise, and you'll see that you can calm yourself down.
All right, I have to ask this. I have to ask this. I have to ask the Navy SEAL this. What movie scares you?
What movie scares me?
When you have to go to sleep with sounds of explosions and gunfire, what movie could possibly scare you?
Yeah, I was trying to think of some. Pretty Woman comes to mind, but I don't quite know why. So, no, the... yeah, definitely the chick flicks are have the most difficulty with.
He watches all of those with me. Come on.
Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, what a great show this was today. I really appreciate everybody coming on today. Jeremiah from ProCare USA for sponsoring everything. Thank you very much. Make sure you check them out at ProCareUSA.com. If you're interested in getting that permit and you're out of state, by all means, go check it out. $90 would be the best you've ever spent. ProCare USA. Also, Sealed Mindset. We're going to talk with you folks more. You guys are coming on again. Lots to talk with you about. 3 hours is not enough time. Sean, how are we doing time-wise?
30 seconds.
30 seconds to go. Okay. Lee Michaels, thank you very much. 1280 AM, The Patriot, for sponsoring Armed American Radio up here at the Minnesota State Fair. A great time had by all. And guess what? We're going to do it all again next week. Springfield, Missouri, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. See you next week, folks.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the
clamor now, baby. This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.